interpolarization of nuclear interaction of slow particles with crystals and molecules. And this one will be presented by Pishovsky, Professor Pishovsky.
It is very pleasant for me to present the results of our investigation. I would like to present the joint reports that included two reports. Why two reports together? Because the ideology base of two reports is the same. It is a method of coherent correlated states. It's better because in this case it's not necessary to repeat once more the theoretical foundation of such methods. Okay. So it will be two parts. First part is related to the first title and another part to another one. So, an introduction. The problem of optimization of nuclear reaction is most important, of course, and in the case of low energy particles, it is well known the probability of such a reaction is very low. Alternative method for realization of nuclear fusion is the use of accelerated particles. It reports the method of various sanction optimization of both processes, first and another one, at using channeling, orientation motion, and also some action of magnetic field are discussed in detail. Let's very briefly report the well-known results of nuclear physics. The problem of start-up nuclear fission at low energy is well-known. In the usual case, we have the low energy particles, because of very low transparency, coefficient transparency of potential per year, so the probability is very low. In this figure you can see on the lower part the probability, coefficient probability is 10 minus power 7 sounds, it is approximately zero. Nuclear fusion at low energy presents, for example, screening. Screening, of course, decreases the width of the barrier, but result is also not very optimistic because on the lower part you can see that using the screening in the interaction of nickel plus proton, energy of such screening equivalent energy is 250 eV. In this case, the coefficient transparency also is very low, 10 power minus 6 hundredths. So, alternative method accelerated. Accelerated method also is very well known, but usually efficiency such method is very low. But for example, if we can use the particles, so proton for example, with energy 25 keV, so in this case the coefficient of probability is large, it is 10 power minus 8. But if you using the particles of very low energy, approximately energy 500 eV, it is of course the true temperature, but is not very high energy. The probability in this case will be also very small, 10 power minus 45. It is a standard point of interest of you. But I would like to introduce, and not introduce, but take attention, very interesting experiments by Steve Katinsky, our chairman, so one that he published several years ago. On this figure you can see two main experiments from patent. First one, left. It is an experiment of the following. This proton gun generated protons, accelerated proton to energy about several hundreds electron volts, EV or NV. And also such beam interact with foil made of lithium. Another experiment, it is a low temperature hydrogen plasma, glow discharge, and also some voltage between source of proton and the target, and also approximate the same energy, about several hundred electron volts. And what is the interesting result? First one, system or direct accelerated particle interaction with solid targets. You can see lower graphs that in this case we have very narrow and intensive peak of such reaction at energy about 500 electron volts. Very, very strange. So increasing of energy lead to very essential decreasing of probability of interaction. And also left figure in the lower part. It is a result of such experiment of interaction of electron, of proton in plasma during the process of low discharge with ions of lithium. You can see in this case, we have observed very intensive peak of alpha particles with energy about 8.4 MeV. It is well known, 8.9 MeV. It is well-known peaks, but there is absolutely absent another peaks, because these peaks it's related to the interaction of Lt7 plus proton, but is absent the result of alpha generation as a result of interaction Lt6 per proton. Because this case it, there is two peaks with energy about 2 MeV is absent totally. Why? Because it's natural lithium. Let's consider its problem in detail. There are two main questions for understanding this process. First one, why the maximum of lithium plus pair reaction at low energy is 500 electron volt? Very strange. Another one, why is alpha spectrum of lithium pair reaction? There are no alpha particles with energy 1.7 and 2.3 MeV, the result of interaction with Lt6. According to our analysis, the processes are fully justified in the self-similar formation of coherent correlated states. Very brief information, because I many times reported such results, such theory on the such conference. Coherent correlated states. Well, now in quantum mechanics and nuclear physics, traditional uncertainty relation of Geisenberg. Well, now, yes, it traditionally was created in 1928. And it is a description, it is a product of two variables, is limited by a constant Planck constant or commutator. This relation, for example, delta P more than H divided by 2, it is possibly used for estimation of Bernier transparency. If you have usual gamma expression, unfortunately, don't work. It is possible to introduce the so-named quantum mechanical skill in blue and using the, for example, such structural potential barrier. In final expression, the same final expression for gamma expression is a lower line. So it is an exponent power minus relation of size of barrier to the size of such skin soil. At very low energy, its relation is very large, and because it is minus power, it is the probability is very low. Not interesting, it's well known results. Okay, but in 1913, Schrödinger and Robertson independently generated the Heisenberg relation, introduces the idea of quantum mechanical uncertainty of different dynamical variables, that is a special coherent correlated state. In this case, we have modified coefficient of correlation, next in red line for formulas. What is the difference? In this formula, there is a value 1 minus r power 2. R is the coefficient of correlation. Coefficient correlation is a parameter that describes the mutual coherency of different agent waves, particles that are in the state of coherent superposition. What is important this result? Because in this case, it is possible in the case where the state is very close to totally coherency, a totally coherency, parameter R is very close to units. In this case, of course, right part of this formula increases in limited. In fact, it's possible to introduce the renormed Planck constant, or effective Planck constant. In the case of coherent correlated state, such Planck constant increases in limitly. It is very important because the Planck constant, in fact, is a border between quantum mechanical and classical description of our world. So if Planck constant increases, so we can introduce quantum mechanical description on our macroscopic world. And also, if we had analyzed the same problem of transparency and introduce new formula for coherent correlated states, you can see a lower line. In this case, the coefficient transparency for correlated states is equal coefficient in uncorrelated state power square root 1 minus r 2. If r is close to 1 unit, so transparency of any potential barrier will be close to 100% at any low energy. What is the reason of such phenomenon? It's related to the foundation of quantum mechanics, and it takes place at only in special superposition state, because superposition state we have such mix of different agent state and not correlated states. This wave function on different states are not cohesing. It's absolutely independent. But in coherent state, we have the very intensive interference, and some of the interference lead to periodical formation, giant fluctuation of pulse and kinetic energy. And of course, it lead to increasing of coefficient of transparency and other effects. Most important model for analysis for such process is related to the analysis of non-stationary harmonic oscillators. It is very simple description, not important now, but it is possible to calculate if we have such objects. So if you have, for example, potential barrier, potential hole, the structure is close to the harmonic oscillator, non-stationary. In this case, it is possible as such modulation of the size of deep of the potential hole or potential barrier, it is possible to create some coherent correlated state. Very small estimation. Next info. For example, if we have the modified relation of Heisenberg-Schrödinger, and it is easy to calculate the fluctuation of energy. It is delta P power 2 divided by 2 massa. In this case, we have the new formula. In this simple estimation, in the case of non-correlated state, in blue, the fluctuation of energy for typical distance of size of potential hole about one angstrom. So fluctuation is 0.05 electron volt, typical temperature of energy. But in the case you have correlated states with coefficient correlation 0.99999, so fluctuation of energy more than 25 keV. Very interesting. Of course, in such case, it's possible to optimize any nuclear reaction. Okay, some more information about coherent states. There is a result of analysis. We have conducted different analysis. The analysis where the frequency, equivalent frequency of harmonic oscillation modulated in periodical law. 1 plus J cosinus omega T, omega light T. If this may be or increasing of size or modulation of deep of potential well. In this case, you can see the very sharp increase of coefficient of correlation, and coefficient correlation is several period of oscillation is very close to units. Difference is 0.79 after comma. We have analysis different case. Most important is the modulation of parameters on the resonance frequency, if the frequency of modulation is equal to the initial frequency, or equal two times so now parametric modulation. It will be very important for next analysis. So we have also investigated all spectrum of frequency modulation. It is sure from analysis there is only two peaks. Peaks where the parameters of potential hole modulated with resonance frequency omega, and most interesting with two peaks. Okay, let's now analyze the experiment that Steve Kretinsky conducted. Let's consider motion of accelerated proton with not high energy along the potential in the crystal, for example, lower part. In this case, we have the periodical changing of it is non-uniform potential energy of proton and such motion. Yes. It is easy to introduce, for example, unfortunately it don't work in my system. It is possible to introduce such a system. Oh, terrible. I cannot show. Sorry. Just a minute. Yes. Let's consider such situation. We can approximate the structure of potential barriers during the trajectory as a system of Gaussian function. Gaussian function, it is a periodical system. It is a radius of electron screening. So, from the other hand, the adipotential barrier for parabolic approximation may be noted in the traditional view, because mass square x transversal coordinate and the frequency of non-uniform frequency, there is. Okay. In the coordinate system moving with the particle, the velocity with velocity where the potential and corresponding to non-stationary harmonic oscillator. So we can discuss such calculate such system based on traditional method of analysis of non-stationary harmonic oscillator based on this formula. So frequency, equivalent frequency oscillator will be changing periodically with such value. Okay, on this figure you can see the result on left part. It is received as a result dependent on the coefficient of, it's not correlation, coefficient of efficiency of correlation. It's a one, it's a efficient, is a unit divided by square root one minus R squared. Because the coefficient correlation is units that is a follow structure, 0 point and several nines. But coefficient correlation may be changed from one up to unlimited value. So it is direct following from analysis that in the spectrum of such value, there is very, very intensive peak on the double frequency. Double frequency, because it is a direct result that was analysis in model system. And if particles moving with such velocity, we have a very intensive increase in coefficient correlation. It is a number of period along the trajectory of motion. So if we calculate what is the optimal energy will be, it is a square power, this optimal velocity, m divided by 2, it will be the same interval from 400 up to 600 electron volts. So if a particle is moving along the periodical crystal with such velocity, the very effective increase in coefficient correlation, increase in fluctuation of energy take place. Fluctuation energy, maybe there is some results, Harris, more than 40, 50 and more keV. It is a very good energy for realization of nuclear interaction between moving particles within atoms of lithium that create of atomic crystal. It is the same description. It is also some calculation. In this case, the very intensive increase in both coefficient of transparency and cross-section of interaction. It cross-section up to value of 10 power minus 30 centimeter power 2. And it is a method of calculation. It's lead to very intensive increase of rate of reaction. For example, it is easy to calculate that number of reaction is increasing more 10,000 reactor per second. It is very close to the result of experiment of Katinsky. And also, the same effect may be used for analysis interaction particle not with crystal, but with usual molecules lithium. It's a part of the vapor in the volume. It is also easy to calculate. In case so, motion of particle, it is equivalent formation of non-stationary harmonic oscillator. It is a calculation of coefficient of correlation, analysis of optimal energy velocity, also optimal velocity two times more than average velocity, and also increasing of coefficient of correlation along motion particle through such molecule. Also, maximal coefficient efficiency more than 1,000, and result it leads to the possibility, of fluctuation of energy with at interaction of proton that moving in such optimal energy, it is about the same about 500 eV, increase several tens keV. So it is a result why this process takes place, why the great velocity, why the great probability of reaction. Another question is related to the absence of a reaction with Li-T6. It's related to the specific of interaction of particles, optimization of interaction with using of virtual energy, because fluctuation of energy is not realistic energy, it is virtual energy. It is very simple analysis. For realization of any reaction by the fluctuation, it's necessary some steps.
First one, it is passing particle to barrier, transition through barrier, formation of compound nuclei, and generation of energy. If such energy is generated as fluctuation energy, as fluctuation parameter, it necessary that all this cycle might be finished during the time that equal to the fluctuation of time. So let's consider, for example, two possible reactions. One reaction, it is a reaction Lithi plus proton. Such a reaction, duration such a reaction is very small, 10 minus minus 20 seconds, and generation to alpha particle with such energy. Okay, if for example, if we need therefore energy, for example, for such a reaction, 10 from 10 to 100 keV, so and coefficient correlation is such. Such fluctuation in the case of correlated sand can exist such time about 10 minus pi 18 seconds. It's much more than reaction time of reaction. So during existence of fluctuation of energy, it is possible to conduct all process of passing particle, transition particle, formation of compound nuclei, and generation and return energy. In the case of another reaction, Lithi 6 plus proton, what is the difference? Different set duration is very long because the difference is 7 order. Of course, such time is much more than the same duration of reaction. So such reaction is absolutely impossible because virtual is a result of virtual energy. It is not possible. Simulated reaction with long time of life or long time of decay of compound nuclei. By this reason, it is a very strong suppression gamma radiation. Because if we have excited nuclei after absorption particle, any nuclear decay, most accelerated decay type of E1, electric dipole transition, duration such reaction in any case more than 1 femtosecond. No in nature reaction with less than 1 femtosecond. But according to our calculation, duration reaction need to be small, very small, is absent. So gamma radiation is totally suppression, and also totally suppression creation of radioactive ash. Because any radioactive dot in reactor, it is isotope with very long time of existence. So return energy will be in a long time, but according to virtual theory, energy need return immediately, because in other case, such channel of reaction isn't possible. And also, this is the first report mine. And the next one is the report is the land in weakly ionized gas under the action of optimal pulsed magnetic field. It is well known from the experimental base of nuclear physics, the very often observed the process of generated neutron at, for example, electric arc discharge for lighting, for different processes. Very interesting, there is some works, many is very, very works such similar. And it is our analysis has shown that such processes also it very good may be explained by using or application coherent correlated set. Let's consider a very simple system. System is gas, for example, three molecules with mass m and charge q, and also current, pulsed current, for example. Motion, electric current, lead to generation of azimuthal magnetic field. Motion of any ion in magnetic field is totally similar to the harmonic oscillators, with frequency, the so-called Landau quantization, well known. So any charged particle is magnetic field is the oscillator. If we have a pulsed electric current, it leads to formation pulsed magnetic field. So to formation for short time, non-stationary harmonic oscillator. Let's consider such process. If, for example, if magnetic field changes in such low, it is the emission of very small frequency magnetic field, and also increasing, for example, in the view of the similar Gaussian function. It is easy to calculate the process of formation correlated state and generation of giant energy fluctuation system. On this case, you can see formation of such correlation function, Harris. Correlation function, it is function, it is dependent from the time. very interesting dependent coefficient of correlation averaging of current as function from product of magnitude of magnetic field and the duration of magnetic field. It is phase space, for example. Very interesting, such process take place only at such optimal combination of magnetic field, amplitude and duration. In any case, it is the same situation. For example, there is some additional expression. We have analyzed formation of correlated states for different amplitude magnetic field, different phi, 10, 5, it, relative magnitude, 5, 10, 15, so on. In all this case, the product of magnitude magnetic field or equivalent maximal frequency oscillation, lambda frequency, by duration of oscillation, absolutely the same. It's led to very interesting result. So parameter product of such value, maximal frequency lambda by duration, is constant, because this value is related to the well-known parameter, the duration, charge, up to the magnetic field, mass particles, and the light velocity. So we have the modified Lawson condition. So such process may be possible only in this case if the product duration of pulse to the amplitude of magnetic field is equal to such value. It is ratio mass because calculation was made for proton. It is a mass of investigated particle to mass of proton. All the same, it is a product of duration, amplitude of magnetic current, electric current, and distance from current to the point of observation. For example, if we have tau, for example, 10 power minus second, 10 minus 7 second, and in the case of proton, the optimal amplitude of magnetic field is 600 Oersted. At tau is 10 power minus 8, we need amplitude 6 kilo electron volts. So, if the condition will be destroyed, if not satisfied, process not be possible. If the fluctuation magnetic field or more strong or different of such value, effect will be impossible. It is very interesting condition, and this result explains the difficulty of obtaining a guaranteed Lander and repeatability with random choice of parameters. Very interesting. We need very precision. Using parameter of our system. This result was published last year in the journal, Experimental Theoretical Physical. The same more effective processes include generation of neutron and many reactors take place during, for example, lighted heat atmosphere, because in many experiments such products is observed. Yes, I finished. So very interesting. So that process of application of coherent state is possible not only condensed matter, not only crystal, liquid, but also to gas and low energy plasma. In my opinion, the term of CMNS may be interpreted not condensed matter system, but controlled matter nuclear system. Because the process not only in condensed matter, but also in gas, plasma, so on. And also some description by discussing this. And also there is a very large list of articles on the application of coherent correlated state to different systems. It is about several tens publications. It is only made one. Thank you for attention and excuse me for very long speech.
Interesting topic. I'm talking about first of all for the first talk. My question is okay, the proton is spinning on the lithium carbonate. Let us suppose the proton to deform the existing potential. You see now, because I agree that the incoming proton may not deform in the existing potential. How about the treatment in this way, in this model?
This problem is described generally. This may be proton, it may be different ions. Its main idea is the following. We have a charged particles, we have non-stationary potential. in a non-stationary potential, the process of formation of coherent superposition state take place. In coherent superposition, because the cophasing of different energy state formation very giant fluctuation of energy. In any case, it's not dependent what is the nature of particle. It may be proton, it may be electron, it may be heavy ion, so on. It generally, in any case, it's necessary to calculate in detail all these processes. Using screening or without screening, maybe some different, but in any case, without formation correlated states, typical energy of in potential home is very close to zero, 0.05, for example, EV. For formation of realistic coherent states, fluctuation of energy may be several tenths or more keV. It is more important. And also another it is very important for analysis of all experimented length, not only high coefficient of transparency of barrier, but also total absence of radioactive ash, radioactive dot isotopes. But such effect is described and can understand what is the reason why channels that lead to formation of radioactive dot isotope is totally closed. What is most important?
Okay. Thank you, Vladimir. Excellent presentation again. I have a question about the simulation of the sample, the matrix you're describing in your graphical representation. If we take the sample where you shoot beams at the sample using the photon accelerator, after you evaluated the energy of the beam that is shot at the sample, the rates.
Yes, I understand. Yes, you ask me what is the difference between motion of single particle as beam?
No, it's not that. It's the rate at which you shoot proton to your sample.
Yes.
You might be able to stimulate another coherent parameters by changing the rate at which the protons are shot at the sample. So you can maybe eventually...
Yes, have you thought
about that?
Yes, I understand. I have no time. Unfortunately, it is related to the spectral theory of Fourier transformation. I show some results. Most optimal case will be if the frequency of equivalent modulation equal 2 times more than average frequency. So particles need move with optimal velocity or moving in periodical structure with optimal energy. It is at such energy will be maximal density of probability of excitation. It is very, very narrow peak. It is very long because the list of articles is very large. We discussed it many times, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, very simple question. In the beginning, you showed a spectrum of charged particle as the evidence of your theory, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the sum of 500 electron volt proton, and I don't remember the others as well.
It's the interaction region.
Okay, but anyhow, it's very difficult to measure the 500 protons. How do you measure that?
This is a question to Sibetinsky because I describe experiment. I only analyze, I create the theoretical foundation experiment. I have to conduct experiment.
Okay, why don't you talk about that later?
Very, very, very quickly. This is a many particle phenomenon, right?
No. It is not many particles, it is one particle. Many coherent state superposition.
Okay,
it is not coherent effect. No. It's many level, population level. It is not population, what is a population of different particles. No, it is superposition state.
One single
coherent state, coherent superposition. It's the amplitude of probability, occupation of
Jesus. So this may happen with two particles.
No, it's phenomenon takes place only for single particle. Another absolutely same effect. It is not collective, it is not necessarily a beam of particle. Such effect takes place for one. It is
one particle that hits a collection of particles.
No. It is a foundation quantum mechanics. If you have particle in potential hole, there is some system of agent state, agent L. If you have particle, if they non-correlated, particle may be on one level, on another level. It is not facing coupling to this state. But in the coherent state, we have coherent superposition, it is the same particle, but state agent function on each level is coupled by Bessel.
Okay. And next paper is